Today's episode, The Little Green Church. For many Eastern Sierra travelers, the Little Green Church south of the Mammoth Lakes Airport has long served as a directional marker. Dozens of web pages note the Little Green Church as the start of a bicycle ride or an auto tour, and many consider the Green Church a local landmark. But most of us are unaware of the story behind the church or the reason it was constructed in what seems to be the middle of nowhere, far from any towns. On November 18, 1952, Mono County residents Leona and Bud Lewis felt the Long Valley area should have a church. With the support of the Mammoth Women's Club, the first service was held in McGee Creek Lodge in May of 1953. The Reverend Lang Sibbett, a bishop, officiated with 16 people attending. Services continued to be held intermittently at McGee Creek Lodge, and by December, the High Sierra Community Presbyterian Church was organized with its first mission to build a permanent church. The group decided upon a site central to their dispersed congregation at the intersection of Highway 395 and the Benton Crossing Road. The church building site was located on land owned by the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. DWP agreed to a 5-year lease on the 3/4-acre parcel effective April 1, 1954. Construction of the church took only a few weeks. John Irvine was the first pastor and served all of Mono County. On Sundays, he held services in Bridgeport at 9, Lee Vining at 11, and the Little Green Church at Long Valley at 2. The church continued to serve as congregation with a series of 5-year leases from DWP on into the 1980s. But in 1984, Mono County expressed interest in extending the runway at the nearby Yosemite Mammoth Airport, which would have placed the Green Church in an FAA safety clear zone where no structures would be allowed. By 1987, faced with the potential of forced closure by the FAA and with most of the congregation having moved out of the area, the Little Green Church closed, but within a year, officials from the nearby Sierra Nevada Aquatic Research Laboratory, also known as SNARL, bought the church to use as a lecture hall and classroom in support of their SNARL facility. Today, the Little Green Church is now used only sparingly by SNARL, but it still serves as a widely recognized landmark, guiding travelers on their journey as they make their way along El Camino Sierra.